territory and against its forces on Friday. VOA's Anna Chernikova reports.
The Ukrainian general staff reported that in the early hours of Friday, Ukrainian troops launched a drone attack on Russian oil refineries, Russian radar stations, and electronic intelligence centers in the Bryansk region and in temporary occupied Crimea. In addition, the armed forces of Ukraine and the security service of Ukraine attacked a fuel and chemistry warehouse in the Russian Tambov region, as well as the Enemska oil depot in the Republic of Adygea. At least five explosions followed by fire were reported there. The local residents reported a massive drone attack before dawn on June 21st in the Krasnodar region of Russia. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Friday that Russia must abide by UN sanctions on North Korea after the two countries signed a deal that included a mutual defense pledge.
There are sanctions approved by the Security Council in relation to the DPRK. Any relationship with DPRK, including the Russian Federation, must entirely abide by those sanctions.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed that agreement vowing mutual defense with North Korea leader Kim Jong-un on a state visit to Pyongyang. Armenia said it would recognize a Palestinian state on Friday, prompting Israel to summon its ambassador to the country. Three-quarters of the 193 United Nations member nations have recognized a Palestinian state, including Ireland and Spain, although none of the major Western powers have done so. Palestinians believe the recognitions confer international legitimacy on their struggle. This is VOA News. British beaches and rivers have a sewage problem, and it has seeped into election talk. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma